Hello, and welcome to the Lancet Healthy Longevity in Conversation With. I'm the Editor-in-Chief, Philippa Harris, and today I'm talking to Magdalena Taube from the University of Gothenburg in Sweden on her study, which is published in the October issue of the journal, on the long-term incidence of hematological cancer after bariatric surgery in the Swedish obese subject study.
So thank you so much for joining us today. So we're going to talk about your article, which was published in the October issue. So do you want to start just by telling us a bit of background? So what is the link between obesity and cancer, and specifically hematological cancers?
Yes, thank you for inviting me. And yes, obesity is a serious health condition associated with heart disease and type 2 diabetes, but also with increased cancer risk. The cancer risk generally increases with higher levels of obesity, meaning that the cancer risk is even higher for even individuals with severe obesity. Obesity is also associated with worse prognosis and cancer death. When it comes to different types of cancer, there is enough evidence linking obesity to 13 specific cancer types. And of these cancer types, multiple myeloma is the only hematological cancer considered to be obesity-related at present.
And what do we know about bariatric surgery in cancer?
First, I must say that obesity is very difficult to treat, but bariatric surgery is a well-established treatment of severe obesity, and the results in a large maintained weight loss in most patients. And interestingly, long-term observational studies show that bariatric surgery decreases the overall cancer risk and cancer death in people with obesity. Some of these studies have also shown that the amount of weight loss by surgery matters for the cancer risk reduction, meaning that the more weight obese patients lose, the greater decrease in cancer risk.
And your study used data from the Swedish obese subject study. So this is a kind of cohort group that has been running for a long time. So can you tell us about this group?
The Swedish obese subject study, also called the SOS study, is an intervention study designed to offer controlled prospective long-term conditions to investigate the effects of bariatric surgery and weight loss on mortality and disease outcomes. The SOS study started in 1987, enrolling patients from 480 healthcare centers and 25 surgical departments all over Sweden. In the SOS study, we investigate the effect of bariatric surgery comparing a group of 2007 individuals who have undergone bariatric surgery, the surgery group, to a control group of 2,040 individuals who received standard obesity treatment at the healthcare centers. We have also access to collected comprehensive clinical data and biochemical measurements, and the SOS database is cross-checked against Swedish national registers like the Swedish Cancer Registry on a yearly basis. And it's been going on for a long time, and since 1992, more than 130 scientific publications on different topics have been published from this study.
And so what were the main results from your article?
In our study, we specifically analyzed the association between bariatric surgery and hematological cancer incidence and mortality with a follow-up of 33 years. We found that bariatric surgery was associated with a reduced risk of hematological cancer and death due to hematological cancer. And we also saw that lymphoma was the predominant hematological cancer in our study. So we did a separate analysis on these cases. And we then observed a 55% decrease risk of incident lymphoma in the surgery group compared with the control group. And these result indicates that lymphoma should be considered an obesity-related cancer type.
And I know that you looked at the results between men and women. And did you see differences between the groups?
Oh, yes, we did. When we analyzed men and women separately, we found that the reduced risk of hematological cancer by surgery was specifically seen in women and not in men. And we also found that the reduced risk of hematological cancer was much more pronounced in women with high blood glucose levels, which clearly shows that blood glucose is an important factor in the cancer development.
And were you surprised by those results, or were you expecting to see a sex difference?
It's been previously shown in those studies I mentioned earlier, looking at overall cancer risk and bariatric surgery, that the effect of bariatric surgery on overall cancer risk is primarily seen in women. So in one sense, we were not that surprised, but it was surprising that it was so clear for a specific cancer type.
Interesting. And I mean, so you said, you know, one of the strengths of this study is the, you know, relatively long time period. You said it's about 33 years follow up. Obviously, there's been huge changes in bariatric surgery over this time. So you know, what have the changes been? And do you think these changes would impact the results going forward?
It is true that the majority of the participants in the SOS study underwent surgical procedures that are rarely used today. However, as I mentioned previously, convincing data show that the association between bariatric surgery and cancer risk much depend on the association between depends on the magnitude of weight loss. And we know that the older surgery techniques used in the SOS study leads to the same magnitude of weight loss as laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy, which is a technique widely used today.
And going forwards into the future, what do you think are the policy and the clinical implications of this work?
I first must say that public health initiatives and individual efforts to combat obesity are crucial, not just for reducing the risk of cancer, but also for enhancing overall health and quality of life. And the implications of our work is that healthcare providers and policymakers working in the field of cancer prevention should consider bariatric surgery as a primary prevention resource for people with obesity.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
So thank you so much to Magdalena for talking to us today. And we hope you enjoyed listening. And to read the article, which is open access, please look on our website in the October issue. Thank you. Goodbye.